Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim, another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph, continuing with our inquiry into the issue of Mechusar Begadim. Tanan Hatam, we have a Mishnah in Eruvin. Towards the end of Eruvin, the Mishnah lists several things that are permitted in the Mikdash, even though they are prohibited outside of the Mikdash on Shabbat, because of the rule of Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. And in that context, says Tanan Hatam, Kohen shalaka betzbo, if a Kohen got a wound on his finger, korech aleha gemi b'mikdash, you can put some gemi, which is sort of a makeshift little plant as a bandage, in the mikdash of alom amdina, it's a shvut of refuah on Shabbat. V'im lo tzim men adam, if you're doing it in order to get blood out, kan v'chan asur, that is a d'oraita discussion, what the d'oraita is, and it's asur. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia, this is the part we care about, lo shanu ela gemi. It only applies to a gemi. About siltzul katan, if you take like a fancy little bandage, then havi itur begadim. Then the kohen now has five begadim on instead of four, and that's a violation. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo amru yitur begadim ela b'mkom begadim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says yitur begadim will only apply in the place of begadim, like an extra pair of pants. Havishlo b'mkom begadim at the end of his finger is not a place where begadim normally go, and therefore it is not a violation. Now, that's Rabbi Yochanan. For Taipukle Mishum Chatzitza, we have another problem, which is, you're not allowed a Chatzitza to any sort of division between your flesh and the Kli that you're going to hold, and here he's got a bandage on. The answer is Bismol. Maybe it's his left hand that he's not using. Inam Mishlob Mokom Avodah. Or it's a finger that he's not using for the Avodah. Okay, Upliga de Rava. This entire approach seems to be at odds with Rava. Da Amar Rava Amar Rav Chista. And I represent it on the help page as Rav Chista. Bimkom begadim afilu nima achat chotzetzet. If it's in a place where you have, where you normally wear begadim, like the top, the torso, your top part of the legs, then even one string is called a chatzitza. And here chatzitza is not used in its normal fashion. Here what it means is, that it is a violation of extra begadim. Shalom makom gadim, if it's somewhere else, shalosh al shalosh chotzot, if it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers, the minimum size of a bag, then that's called a violation. Pachot mikan enan chotzot. Now, let's see. Ad Rabbi Yochanan vadai pliga. Rava's statement certainly is at odds with Rabbi Yochanan's statement, who says that if it's not in a place of gadim, there's no violation whatsoever. Ad Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia milema de pliga, but does it disagree with Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Chia, who said that tzitzul katan is a problem? Tzitzul katan is very small. The answer is Shani Tzatzul Katan B'chashiv. Since he makes this fancy bandage, even though it may be smaller than 3x3, nonetheless, he gives it importance, and therefore Ravu would agree that even though it's not in a place of Begadim, it's a violation. So he could be in sync. Now, Leishna Achrin Amrila, there's another version of, not of Rava, but of Rabbi Yochanan's, really Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Amar Rabbi Yehuda B'reid Rabbi Chia, Loshano Elegemi Avol Tzatzul Katan Chotzeit, same as we had. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, here Rabbi Yochanan's different, Lo Amru Chatzitza, Bepachot mishlosh shalosh al shalosh, that a chatzitza is only a problem of 3x3, if it's less than 3x3, elav makom begadim, meaning if it's in the place where you normally wear begadim, and this is very different than the first version of Rabbi Yochanan, then a smaller thing is a problem. Aval shalom makom begadim, if it's, let's say, at the tip of the finger, then shalosh al shalosh chotzot pachot mikan ein lan chotzot. It has to be 3x3 to be a problem, but less is not. Which means Rabbi Yochanan is now much closer to Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rav Chia, and perhaps even close enough to Rava, because he allows for the possibility of there being a violation elsewhere besides the place of Begadim. But he just gives it a shiur. V'hainu de Rava, I'm Rav Chista. So Rabbi Yochanan really is in the same camp as Rava. So lehem pligid Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rav Chia, but is he at odds with Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is no. Shanin tzatzol katan l'chashiv. Same answer. And now, according to this version, everybody's saying the same thing. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, my ear ya gemi. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the problem, why did they pick gemi as an example? After all, they could have went tzatzul katan. Rabbi Yochanan could have said, the Mishnah could have allowed the Kohen to put a nice bandage on, as long as it's not 3x3, which it's not going to be, because it's covering his finger, which is one etzba. And he could have even allowed for that. So why didn't the Mishnah teach a bigger chiddush that he could have a fancy thing on? The answer is milta gavur chikamash malan. The Mishnah is teaching us an incidental teaching, which is the gemi masi, that gemi has healing properties, and it's a good idea to use it for your finger. It'll help the wound. Okay, boy, Rava. Rava asked the following series of questions, which, as you see, don't really get resolved. And the Rambam's take on it is, therefore, we are machmir, and I'll explain that at the end of the sugya. But a series of questions about bigdei kuhuna. Nichnasa lo ruach bevigdo, and again, a chatzitza bevigdei kuhuna. Let's say that some air, some wind got into your clothes, the clothes got puffed up. Mahu. Al besaro ba'inan, does it really have to be on your flesh, like the text says, v'haleika, and that's not happening. Odil maderech levisha v'chach, that's how we wore clothes. The wind comes in, they puff up a little bit, no big deal. Now, kina maush tachutz, what about a louse, a single one of lice? It gets in there, is that a chatzitza? Meita lo tibayelach, if it's dead, then it's certainly devare chaitza. It's certainly chotzitz, because something you want to get rid of. Chai amai, what if it's living there? Since it's coming and going, it's just like a growth on your body, and it's not chotzeitz. Odilma kevan de kapir ala, since you care to get rid of it, chaitza. Therefore, it is a chatzitza. But afar mahushi achotz, what about dirt? Now, afar vadei chaitz, certainly regular dirt is a chatzitza. Ala avak afar mahu, what about dust? Beit hashechi mahushi achotz, what about your armpit? Meaning, if you lift things up, and so the airspace of your armpit now blocks the beged. Al b'saro ba'inan, does the garment have to be really on your flesh? V'haleika. Odil maderech levisha b'chach, that's how people wear clothes. Ichnis yado l'toch chekoma, what if you stuck your hand into your garment, like to warm up? Gufo michayetzolo, does your body constitute a chatzitza? Meaning between, let's say, your chest and the beged, you now have your arm there. Is that a chatzitza? Nima mahushtachutz, what about a string? This, we think, means a loose string. So nima vaday chaitza, a string or a thread, certainly is chotzeitz. Ela nima medoldelet, what about a thread hanging from the bigdei kuhuna mahu? And none of these questions get answered. What the Rambam's ruling here is that a kohen has to be very careful not to do this. However, if he does end up finding one of these things in his begadim, it's not posel, because then what we're going to end up doing is having to bring another korban, and that's a likely chulin lazara. So we are lechatchila machmir, to make sure the bigdei kuhuna are really flat on the body without anything in the middle, in between. But b'diavad, the avodah is kshira, and he's not called mechusar bigadim. Now, by Rav Ashi, he asked the following question. Yatzas sa'aro bevigdo. Let's say your hair went through the beged and came out. Mahu. Sa'aro kegufo dami. Is your hair like your body, which would end up meaning, really, that now the garment's not on your body. Olav kegufo dami. Is it something separate? By Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera asked an intriguing question. Tefillin mahushi achutzu. What if he's wearing tefillin? Is that a chatzitza? Now, Ali b'deman damar laila lavs man tefillin, who, according to the man damar, is a machloket manachot that we'll get to in a while, that laila is essentially not the time for tefillin. It's machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, lo tiboilach. Then, it's not a question why. Kevan de laila chaitzi, because certainly if you were wearing them at night, they are not needed for you, therefore they are certainly chotzeitz. Yom nami chaitzi, so therefore also considered a chatzitza during the day. Ki tiboilach laman damar laila is man tefillin. I'm only asking according to the opinion, it says laila is man tefillin, which of course machloket rishonim, v'amam tosfot, my. Mitzvah de gufei chayetz, would you say that a mitzvah is chotzeitz? Oh, lo chayetz. Now, igal gal milto mato the kamid Rabbi Ami. This question made its way to Rabbi Ami, and in Tveria, Marle, Talmud, Aruch, Biyadenu. We have an open, explicit teaching. Tefillin chotzitzot, tefillin are considered a chatzitza. So, Meitave, we have the following challenge. Kohanim, Bawaratan, Vimeduchan, Vimiswab, Mamadan, all the people at the Avodah, Turim, Natfila, Umi, Natfilin. They're patur from tefillin. My love, Imhin, Nichan, Inan, Chotzitzot, doesn't that mean that they're patur? But of course, if they Kohen put on the tefillin, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Lo, Imhin, Nichan, Chotzot, no, it is a chatzitza. Why are you saying pturim? Asurim avayle. The text should say that kohanim are asurim from tefillin. The answer is kevan deikal levim yisrael to lo matnule asur. We have kohanim levim and yisraelim in that list, and we can't say asur. There's no, wouldn't make any sense to say that it's asur. Shemachi tana pturim. So therefore, in order to have one word that is true about all three, they said pturim, but it could be asurim for the kohen. We have a brayta that says a non-chotzot against the brayta that Rabbi Ami quoted. The answer is lokasha had the yad had the rosh. Tefillin shel yad are not a chatzitza. Tefillin shel yad are a chatzitza because they're on your hand and the garment now is on the tefillin and not on your flesh. Shalei the rachotzot ben olav saro. So therefore, shel yad is a chatzitza. The rosh nami ktiva. Sometimes it's not, but al rosho. The hat has to be on the kohen's head. And therefore, it should be that the shel rosh are also a chatzitza. The question is how you're imagining it. Certainly, if you put the kutonet on, you got your tefillin on underneath, there's going to be some space there that is your hand, that the beged is not touching your hand, it's touching the tefillin. But it's not true about the head. Tana saro haya nir'eh bein tzitz l'mitznefet. This is a description of the Kohen Gadol, and it says that you could see the hair on his head, between the tzitz that he would wear and the mitznefet, shesham nichin tefillin, that's where the tefillin would go. The point being that you can fully wear the mitznefet and there's still hair left you could put tefillin on. Just like we do with wearing a kippah, or some people wear a hat, and they can wear a tefillin, they put the tefillin on, and then the kippah goes on top, and their head is covered, the size of a mitznefet, let's say, and the tefillin is not a chatzitza. But there is no way to have tefillin shel yad without it being a chatzitza. Okay, the next item on our list, very, very short analysis, Mechusar Kippurim, that's item number 6, which is that if somebody is Mechusar Kippurim, classic is a Yoledet, a Zav, a Metzora, and they've done everything except bring their Korbanot at the end, then let's say it's a Kohen, obviously can't be Yoledet, but a Kohen, his Avodah is Pasul, Menalan, Amra Huna, Amra Kra, because the Pasuk says about a Yoledet, Chipar Al-Daha Kohen V'Tahera, at the end of the process of the Yoledet's Korbanot, it says, V'chiper ala ha-kohen v'tahera, that he will purify her, or she'll become pure. Tahara michlal d'shi tmeah, implying that she's tmeah till now, and we've already demonstrated that somebody who is tameh, their avodah is pasul. Okay, the next one, which is really going to take us to the end of this piece today, is shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, a kohen who did not do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now, atya chuka chuka mimchusar b'gadim. This piece we already got. It was the source of shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. We already saw a while ago when we saw the gzeirah shavah of chuka chuka from mechusar b'gadim and shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. And that we connected that with Shtuya Yain. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Shalot Taval V'Shalot Kidesh Ben Begad L'Vegad Ovein Avodah L'Avodah. Remember, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim changes his garments a few times, is a total of 5 times of change, and each time he has to go to the mikvah, and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before and after each, so 10 Kiddushim and 5 Tevilot. Let's say he didn't do one or some of those. Avad avodato kshira. His avodah is fine. It's acceptable. It's not ideal, but it's acceptable. V'achad kohen gadol, v'achad kohen idiot, but any kohen, shelo kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shacharit v'avad, but if he came into the mikdash for his first avodah and did not do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, avodato pisula, then it's pasul. Amar the Ravasi of the Yochanan. So Ravasi asked his Rebbe, he said, Mechte chamesh tevilot v'asura kiddushin do raita, since we hold in Masachet Yoma, that the 5 tevilot and 10 kiddushin of yadayim v'raglayim are d'oraita v'chuka k'tiv bahu, and it says chuka about those, and we know that every time it says chuka, that's ma'akev, the order's ma'akev, the items are ma'akev, and the whole Seder of Yom Kippurim is chuka, v'tiyah chukat olam lachem, etc. So layakvu, so the 5 kiddushim, the 5 tevilot and 10 kiddushim should be ma'akev, and if he didn't do it, it should be pasul. Amar le Amar Kras, Rabbi Yochanan gave him an answer. And the answer was, at the end of the Pasuk introducing the Avodat Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim, it says, U Levesham, meaning Levesham Ma'akevet, only wearing the garments is Ma'akev, in Davar Acher Ma'akev, nothing else is Ma'akev besides wearing the garments. Now, Sahavu Panav, Rav Asi was so pleased by this, he was excited, his face glowed. Amar le Vava Uftak Tavilach. And Rabbi Yochanan says, literally, I wrote you a vav on a fork here or something, meaning that I didn't give you anything valuable. Because he did safranami, because according to what I said, the Kohen Gadol, or any Kohen, should not have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning. He shouldn't be ma'akev, as long as he's wearing the garments. So my argument is not a good one. So what's the proper answer? Machizkiah Markra, so Chizkiah gives the following source. V'hayta lahem chok olam lo uzarot ledorotam. Right, that the begadim are a chok for them and their children, for Aaron and his children. Meaning, davar hameakesar kiddush adam raglaim is a chok for Aaron and his children. Davar meakev bezaro, so only things which are meakev for his kids, which is kiddush adam raglaim in the morning, because they don't do all of these clothes changes, because they're not doing the avodat yom kippurim, and they only have one set of clothes. They don't have the big day lavan. Me'akev bo, and so therefore Aharon is now equated to his children, meaning Kohen Gadol and all the other Kohenim are equated for the indispensability of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It only applies to things that apply to all of them. V'davar she'eino me'akev bezaro, but something that does not affect his children, then ein me'akev bo, doesn't affect him either. That's why the Kohen Gadol, if he doesn't do some of those intermediary Kiddushim and Tefillot, is not me'akev. Now Rabbi Yonatan had a different source. Me'acha. V'rachatzum menu Moshe v'Aaron uvanav. In Parshat Pekudei, it says that they set up the kior, and Moshe, Aaron, and his sons used the kior. Davar ha'me'akev bivanav. Makev bo, Davar sheno makev bivanav, in makev bo. It's somewhat the same thing that Aaron and his sons are equated. They're put together in the Kiddushat HaMeraglayim. And therefore, the limud is that only things which are indispensable for the sons are indispensable for the father, as opposed to Kiddushat HaMeraglayim and Tfilot on Yom HaKippurim after the first one. Now, the question is, Rabbi Yonatan my time alone, Rabbi Chizkia. Why didn't Rabbi Yonatan like the pasuk of, from Parshat Kitisa, which introduces the kior? The answer is a malacha, hu ledoro turichtiv. All it says is Aharon v'zaro, lo zaro, ledorotam means, that means him and his kids afterwards, whoever the next Kohen Gadol is. But it doesn't mean the Kohanim now, meaning Aharon and his sons now. And v'idach, my time alo amar mihai, so why didn't Rabbi Yonatan like Chizkiah's pasuk? Sorry, why didn't Chizkiah like Rabbi Yonatan's pasuk? The one from Pekudei, Moshe v'Aaron v'Anav, mibay lech Rabbi Yosef v'Chanina, separate halacha, Rabbi Yosef v'Chanina, kol kior she'in bo kedei the kadesh arba'ach kohanim mimenu, any kior that's not big enough to have water for four kohanim, ein mekachin bo, she'nemar v'chatzum menu Moshe v'Aaron v'Anav. Moshe v'Aaron, and at this point, Banav Shel Aharon only means Nadav and Elazar and Itamar. So that means there are four Kohanim here who have to be able to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyor. So that pasuk is not used to teach anything about the equating the sons to the father, but rather for the size of the kior. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kitzad mitzvat kiddush. How does kiddush adayim v'raglayim work? So according to Tana Kama, Maniach yado haimanit al gabei raglo haimanit. He puts his right hand on his right leg. V'yado asfalit al gabei raglo asfalit. His right left hand on his left leg. U'makadesh, and then he has the water come over his hand and leg on one side, his hand and leg on the other side. V'yosu Yehuda Omer, he says, Maniach shtei adav zu agav zu. He puts one hand over the other. V'agabesh tei raglav zu agav zu. He crosses his legs, and he puts his hands over his legs. U'makadesh. Amrulo, he flagta, he have shalasot ken. So they said to Rabbi Shubi Yehuda, you've gone way too far. It's impossible to do that because you have to stand up for this, as we'll see. Shaper ka amrile. So the answer, the point is that they have a very pretty good challenge. Rav Yosef, v'chavero mesayo. Rav Yosef said, no, the answer is that you got another coin that he leans on when he does that. So my benai, what's the difference between Rav Yosef, who gave this answer, and those who didn't give this answer and really said Shaper Kamrile, really they liked the challenge that the Rabbanan brought up? I mean, everybody could imagine one Kohen leaning on another Kohen, so why didn't the other Rabbanan like that? The answer is, Amar Baya, Amida Minat Sadi Kabinai. They're standing while leaning on somebody is called Amida. Rav Sama Beredu Rav Ashi Ravina. So the next question sort of follows logically. V'leitav meitav likadish. So sit down and do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. What do you have to stand up for? Amakra l'sharet, because the end of the pasuk is l'sharet, and sherut mu'maru. Sherut has to be standing up, as we're going to see later on in the perek. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kiddush Adayim, in other words, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is not just a preparation for avodah, it itself is somewhat of an avodah. Tana Rabbanan. Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim bayom. Let's say you did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim during the day. Ein tzarich l'kadesh b'layla. You do not have to, again, do it when it comes nightfall. If you're doing more avodah at night, like putting the Evarim up on the Mizbeach, b'layla tzarich l'kadesh b'yom. But if you did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at night, you do have to do another one during the day. Divrei Rebbe, Shai Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe claimed, lina mo'el b'kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The din of lina, of something being overnight, which becomes invalidated in the Mikdash, applies to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, to the act of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, becomes now a lapsed act, you need a new one. Avlazer Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein lina mo'el b'kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He disagrees and says it doesn't matter. Tanya Idach, we have a brighta that says the same thing. Haya omeinu makriva gabei mizbeach kol laila. If you were bringing korbanot all night, meaning offering up, bringing up the pieces. La'ora ta'un kiddush adayim v'raglayim, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says in the morning, you have to do another kiddush adayim v'raglayim to continue. Rabbi Shimon omer, kivan shekiddush adayim v'raglayim v'tchilat avodah. Once you did kiddush adayim v'raglayim at the beginning of the avodah, filu mikan ve'ad asar yamim, even if you have another 10 days that you're doing avodah straight, it's guzma, obviously, you do not have to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now, Tzricha, why do we need both Braitot? If we only had the first one that established it sort of as a norm, then by Hikama Rebbe, I would think that Rebbe just says, if you did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at night, you have to do another one in the morning. Rebbe isn't talking about a case where you're doing Avodah straight through the night. You did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at night, you're sitting there. you have to do another one. Aval b'had lo pasaklei, but if you're doing avodah straight through, the case of the second brayta, imodilei the Rebbe lo Rebbe of Rishon, maybe Rebbe would agree that you don't need a new kiddush dam raglayim. Maybe it's not interrupted. V'yashmin and b'hai, now do a flip on the tzvichuta. If we only had the second brayta, but how come Rebbe Elazar v'Shimon? Maybe Rebbe Elazar v'Shimon only there says you don't need a new one because you're going through uninterrupted. But maybe in the first case he would agree with Rebbe. Tzricha. So my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason for saying that you need a new one in the morning? Dichtiv begishtam. If you look at Pasuk 8, it says when they come to approach the Mizbeach, they have to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Ma'itam Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon, what's his reason? Dichtiv bevoam, when they come in. Ve'idach nami haktiv bevoam. But everybody's got account for the other pasuk. So how does Rebbe account for bevoam? He says, ichtiv begishtam. He says, because if it didn't say bevoam, it just said begishtam. Ve'loktiv bevoam, ha've'amen ha'kol gisha v'gisha. Every time you come close to his bech, you got to know how to do another Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So therefore, I had to say bevoam. When you come in, you do the Kiddush Adam Raglayim. And begishtam is making it when you come for almost like a new avodah. So it's defined by the day. Kata Rachmana bevoam. V'idach nami haktiv begishtam. So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon has to agree that it does say begishtam. So why does it say that? Iktiv bevoam v'loktiv begishtam. Because if it didn't say that, havemena afilo abiyari kanit. Even if you just walked into the mikdash, meaning into the azara, you'd have to do kiddush dam raglayim, even if you're not coming to do an avodah. Abiyari kanit, you'd think you have to do that. Aktiv l'sharet, it says when you come in to serve, not just to walk in. Is for a different halacha. Kiddush sheni means when the Kohen Gadol does those intermediary kiddush adam raglayim and tefillot, the second one of each set, which means he does kiddush adam raglayim, then he goes into the mikvah, then he gets out and does kiddush adam raglayim. It's a machloket or meir chachamim about what the order is. Does he do the kiddush adam raglayim before putting on the clothes or afterwards? So he argues that it has to be afterwards. Why? Meaning, once you wash, you have to be ready to serve. As opposed to this guy who still would need to put his clothes on. And therefore, the begishtam is there to tell you that after you do kiddush adam raglayim, there should be nothing else left to do to be able to do avodah. Now, lahaktir isha lamali. Why does the text say that lahaktir isha lashem as part of the mitzvah of kiddush adam raglayim? The answer is that mahu detema hanimili avodah de me'akva kapara. I might think that kiddush adam raglayim is only indispensable for an avodah that's necessary for kapara. Burning up the fats on the mizbeach is not makev kapara, as we've seen many times already. Avodah lo makva kapara lo. So therefore, kamashpal in the Torah tells us like tirisha, you have to do kiddush adam raglayim for any avodah, even one that's not indispensable for kapara. Now, we have a problem here with several reports from Rabbi Yochanan, different versions. Kiatra of Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Dimi came with the following report. By Ilfa. Ilfa asked the question, the Divrei Omer Ein Lina Mu'el B'Kiddush Adam Raglayim. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that that Lina does not affect Kiddush Adam Raglayim, and you can continue through to the next morning, Mei Kior Ma'ushi Paslu, but is the water that's in the Kior Nifsal, meaning water that was filled up in the Kior at night, is it Nifsal? Meaning for somebody who wants to come in the morning and do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Mi Yamrin Hani Lamai, do we argue that after all, what are these waters for? This is all for Rabbi Elazar Shimon. The Kiddush Adam Raglayim, Kiddush Adam Raglayim, Gufay Ulo Pasil Behulina, since Kiddush Adam Raglayim itself is not affected by nightfall and by the next morning, therefore the waters also aren't. Odilma Kivan the Kaddish Lahum Bechle Share Chip Mipsili. But, or perhaps on the other hand, since you were Makadish the waters in the Kli Sharet, their Pasul, that's his question. Now, Ki'ata Ravin, when Ravin came, he brought a quote from Rabbi Yochanan, and Hada Pashid Ilfa. Ilfa actually solved it afterwards, which was, he said, Kemachloket Bezu, Kach Machloket Bezu. The same Machloket applies, which means that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, the waters in the Kior are not invalidated by Lina. Amar Lufan Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, so he challenged, and this is part of the report, that he challenged Rabbi Yirmiyah. He says, Rabbi, Atau Merkain? Elahachi Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "Nishmei de Ilfa, kior shelo shikom ba'erev. If you have a kior that did not get filled with the water the night before, mekadesh mimenu lavodat halayla. You can use it for avodah at night. L'macharei no mekadesh. You can't use it the next morning." V'avinan ba'in. In our discussion of that statement of Ilfa, we said, "L'macharei no mekadesh lo tzarich likiddush. Is it because you don't need kiddush adam raglayim the next day?" Odilma ifsulu belina. Is it maybe because you can't use them at all? Which means we weren't sure if, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the waters get invalidated overnight, velo pashitlan umar kapashit lemifshit. We couldn't solve it, and you think you know what ilfa meant? We couldn't solve what ilfa meant. Why do you think you know that? Why does Rabbi Yirmiya? Why do you think that he solved it? So we left it as saying that report is not really reliable. Toshma bark ben katin is a mishnah in Yoma. Asa shnei masar dad lakior. He made 12 valves, as it were, or taps for the kior. Afu asan muchani lakior. He made a machine for the kior. Shelo yume mavniv salim belina. It was a machine, so there was a well underneath, and you'd push the kior down, and it would fill with water, and that way the waters would not become nifsal belina. Now that means that there is a concern in this mishnah about waters being nifsal, being invalidated by the sun coming up the next day. And if we could prove that this Mishnah is authored by Rollers or Shimon, then that will disprove the point and say that even he agrees that there's a problem of Lina. My love, Rollers of Shimon, he, no, Rebbe, he, the Mishnah's Rebbe. But we'll prove it's not Rebbe. V'habin Yeresh, Rollers of Shimon, the earlier Mishnah in that parak, remember, Sedi Yom is all one piece, is Rollers of Shimon. So if not Rollers of Shimon, this must also be him. How do we know that the Reish is Rollers of Shimon? The Tani Reish, in describing the beginning of the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, Balo Eitzel Paro, he came to his par, meaning the special Avodah of Yom Kippur, he's in the white clothes, he comes to his par, Upar Haya Omeid Ben Ulam LaMizbeach, and the par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Rosho LaDarom Ufanav LaMarav, they were facing in that particular way, so that he would shecht it, facing the Mikdash, Vakoeno made by Mizrach Ufanav LaMarav, the Kohen's all standing where he's standing. Now, the point is that he's going to do a Shechita there. And remember, Shechitat Kodashim, Kodashim, Kodashim have to be Bat Safon. So Man Shamalei Damar Ben Olam Mizbeach Safon, who do we know is the author of the opinion that says Ben Haolam Mizbeach is Safon, meaning it's not just middle ground or Darom, it's Safon, or Elizabeth Shimon, the Tanya, Ezut Safon. So Tanakama says, Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni Vat Kotal Azrat Tzfoni, only from the north wall of the Mizbeach, all the way north to the end of the Azarat. And that way, facing the wall of the Mizbeach, all the way across. Safon. That's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. that Safon encompasses that entire area, but not Ben Olam the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Mosif Af Ben Olam the Mizbeach. He said Safon comes a little further south, if you will, between the Ulam of the Mizbeach. Now, Rebbe Mosif, Af Makom Drisat Ragle HaKonim, Makom Drisat Ragle Yisrael. Anywhere where the Kohanim in Yisrael walk is called Safon. Menachalifot, Felifnim, Makom Odim, Shepasul. However, the area which is north of the Ulam, further north than the Ulam, everybody agrees is Pasul. Okay, but our point is that Rebbe agrees that Ben Olam of the Mizbeach is also Tzafon, so our Mishnah could be Rebbe, and then we would have no proof whatsoever. V'tis parabolos, Rebbe Shimon hi v'lo Rebbe? So you're going to argue that that Mishnah is parabolos, Rebbe Shimon? Hashtu Rebbe ad Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Mosif. After all, Rebbe's adding on to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Shimon lo Mosif. He's not adding on to him, meaning he's accepting him plus. So on an Hachikam, this is our argument. Yisak adaitach Rebbe hi, if you thought that the Mishnah was Rebbe, lo k'ma b'makom d'yusat ragle konim, m'kom d'yusat ragle Yisrael. Let the coin put the par in that place where the Rebbe extends it to. Elamai, Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, he. So you think it's Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon? So then, Lokmami, Kerem is Beach Tzafoni, Ad Kot Loz, Ratzfoni. He could put it somewhere else also, which is on the pure north side. Elamai, Lach Lamemra. So why did Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon not, so according to him, why did Mishnah not say that? Shem Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, because we don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to walk too far. He's fasting, he's got a lot of Avodah. So Achanami Shem Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. So this could also be Rebbe. And even though Rebbe holds that Tzafon is all over the place, nonetheless, he would say that you have to do it between Ben Olam LaMizbeach in order to account in sensitivity for the Kohen Gadol and his weakness. Okay, so we don't really have a resolution on that question. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast, Naf Chaf Amud Aleph, more issues of Kiddush Adam Raglaim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.